is the gospel of his son, is his mandate, is his will, the gospel, the gospel. Say the gospel. Say the gospel. Say, I believe the gospel. Say, I'm in the will of God. Say, I believe the gospel. Say, I am in God's will. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's the point. The gospel is God's will. If you believe the gospel, you are in God's will for your life. Praise God. A lot of time we ask, what is the will of God for my life? The will of God is that you serve in the gospel. That's the will of God. Don't look elta, seketa, escata. You don't have to. Amen? Praise God. Look for purpose. Look for fulfillment. Look for everything in the gospel of Christ. Praise God. Praise God. Hallelujah. Look for fulfillment. Look for purpose. Look for a reason to live in the gospel. While you pursue your life endeavors, while you pursue your career, career, everything, ensure. Don't live just for your family. Don't live just for a job. Everything will lead to vexation of spirit, right? We studied that under our Jesus, right? That is in the book of Ecclesiastes. And we ransacked the whole book. We saw that by the time you use anything to replace God, good things will become evil. When you use it to replace God, when you just live to, I just want to walk, have enough. Well, you will never have enough to satisfy your soul. It will lead to a vexation of spirit. Like I have said, in this place, the spirit of man is created for God. The spirit of man is created to fellowship with God. When you don't put God there, anything you put there, you just be fighting. You just result in an internal conflict. Internal conflict. Amen. So it's only God that makes sense to my spirit. That's the point. I'm sorry. I wish entertainment can make sense to your spirit, but it's only God that makes sense to man's spirit. Praise God. Okay, let's use this one to round up love and self for now. Let's not extend this one to 10 parts. I'll just wait for maybe a month or two, then we do. It's two of that one. Love and self. This should be part 3, right? Started on the day we had love feast. I don't know if you enjoyed God in this place. Glory to God. Say, Father Abraham. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. Praise God. Don't say you not come for another love feast. Father Abraham. Amen, amen. So it was awesome time here. We had time. We fellowship with the world and with ourselves. And please don't miss the next one. And God knows when the next one will be. Amen. Okay, let me start today with a post from Pastor Nainka that I copied from somebody's sales update. Write this down. God doesn't borrow human culture. God doesn't borrow our culture. God doesn't borrow human culture. Human culture can replicate what is similar in God's spirit. Human culture can replicate what is similar in God's spirit. But God's culture is unique to the spirit of God. God's culture is unique to the Spirit of God. That is why we have the fruit of the Spirit. It is our family culture. So in the Church of Christ, we don't celebrate human status. Let me just take it again as a post from Pastor Nainka. God doesn't borrow human culture. Human culture can replicate what is similar in God's spirit, but God's culture is unique to the spirit of God. That is why we have the fruit of the spirit. It's our family culture. In the Church of Christ, we don't celebrate human status. Hallelujah. Praise God. Woe to people, put people in class based on money. Now you that you are rich, be here. Have a special seat. You are already putting on due emphasis. In here, we valued everybody with the measure of the blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. Praise God. The same price that is paid to purchase you is the same price paid to purchase you. Everybody, we are all one. Because don't forget, the value of a thing is its price, right? Hope you know you can have a big keyboard, let's say maybe a Roland keyboard that they just said, it's so awesome, and they say it's 700k 700K is still small. I'm just trying to talk. No, it's big, right? It's maybe 8 octave or 9 octaves, something like that. 700K, 800K. Yet you can have, sorry, not this one. Amen. It's Infinix. Don't help me. So you can have an Apple phone that is the same price. Are you with me? So let's assume this keyboard and this phone. I think they are also the same price. Actually, this one, these two. So let's say these two now, they are the same. No, this one looks bigger than this one, right? Huh? But before an Igbo man, which one is more valuable? Huh? Before an Igbo man, which one is more valuable, the phone or the keyboard? Okay. Now, I'm not able to use the next word now. Let me now say, before a reasonable man. I'm not saying both are unreasonable. It's what you guys, you refuse to get my point. Which one has more value, the phone or the keyboard? Why? Huh? That's why I didn't say before the user. I said before the person selling it. Will you say, I want to buy a keyboard? Say, oh, I'm not selling that one. I want to sell phone. And you have it too. Will you say that? No. So which one is more valuable? None. They are the same price. Amen. Praise God. So if Buhari is in the house today, and you are in the house today, who is more valuable before God? No. Okay, it's a ministry, right? Yeah, well, Buhari is not a ministry. Hallelujah. Same people. Say Buhari is not born. Okay, let's do something that's born again. Good luck, Jonathan. Amen. The name. Okay. Oh. Praise God. Say in the church, we don't celebrate woman status. Please, eh? Please, we must deliberately put this into our culture. We must deliberately put it into our services. You ensure that you are not trying to put undue emphasis on wealth. Wealth, for instance, by the time you are collecting 3 offering per service, some people deliberately will not be able to drop 3 offering. Right? I mean, sorry, unintentionally. Not because they don't want to, because they don't have. They will not be able to drop 3 offerings. So what have you forced those ones to be doing? They will now, the way we do before, remember? Empty hand, right? Who has dropped empty hand here before? Let me see your hand. Don't lie. Holy Ghost, catch them if they lie. Who has dropped empty hand in offering basket before? Empty envelope, everybody. Amen. You are the one. So it's preacher that force those people into that situation. I mean, of course, you don't have to be hypocritical. It's not. It doesn't make sense. So please, church is. So when we say things like this, we say, "Hey, this is your microphone. Isn't now? Did you not buy it with money? And this is your this. You know, buy it with money. Calm down. That's not what we are saying. Your focus." I think Pastor shared about 12 timeless words yesterday about Kenneth E. Hagin. I read them all. It was maybe say Pastor 1 and 2. It was awesome. And there's one that he said specifically that if God called you to start a work, for instance, just share with people who are like-minded. To be raising levy in church is something you're already putting. You're already putting, not just pressure, you're already putting segregation in the church. I mean, let me use the word open levy. Like, yes, if you want to give us 500K, and Kevin just said, yes. Hallelujah. Kevin, 500K, Kevin, Eric Tito, if I thank you. Okay, if what you can afford is 100K. Oh, so he's Star Peace. Okay, if you can afford 50K, Pastor Zeke, Pastor Joy, Brian Larry. Okay, if God is still helping you, amen. you can try 5K. That's it. Bratolu said I can try. Amen. Bratolu, and so in the mind of people, you have put something. It's stylish. It's not too, it's subtle. Thank you. But it has happened. Amen, amen. Praise God. So be careful of what you separate. I mean, what you teach in the name of we are trying to raise. Don't run ahead of your members. It's not compulsory that you try to, yes, we are. Don't compete. If the wireless is not working, use the wired microphone. Ensure the purpose of the church is working. Are you with me? No matter what stops working, the purpose of the church must keep working. Praise God. Hallelujah. Amen, amen. But I've not taught you not to give, but I've taught you that ensure that honor, oneness, unity of the Spirit is priority. Thank you. So go to Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. This is not, this should not be as long as the first one, but please pay attention. It's on a different line. We are looking at love and self. Love. Say love. I've told you that you don't learn love from African magic. You don't learn love from Telemundo. That's the worst place to learn love. Amen. You don't from Z World. You will learn lust, not love. Amen. Praise God. Any worker in my church, you cash using, we are watching that one that they speak Chinese, no, not Chinese, they speak Indian, and they'll be tapping to it. Just snap the person and send it to me, okay? But I can guarantee you the needful will be done. Amen. And the needful will be everybody will come for what? Fasting and prayer. Not just emo, amen. So ensure you tell. You know, report. Come on, walk in love. Amen. Amen. That is just, you don't learn love from all those places. No. Hallelujah. How you learn love from somebody that is receiving love? You learn love from the giver of love. Hallelujah. So we learn love from God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. From the easy giver of love. Okay, Hebrews chapter 9, verse 11. But Christ being come an high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle, not made with hands, that is to say, not of this building, neither by the blood of goats and calves, but by his own blood, he entered where? In once into the holy place, having obtained what? Eternal redemption for us. Hallelujah. So he entered the holy place for us. The essence of his sacrifice is that love of God in our hearts. I've explained this in the last part. The essence of this sacrifice is love in our hearts. So he entered in the holy place that God might be in us. That's what I'm saying. Jesus, he entered. Of course, you know that Jesus on earth is not God, okay? Now I've said this over time, over and over in this place. Jesus on earth, he was not God. God does not eat sleep or slumber. God does not eat fufu and eba. God does not do all those things that Jesus did. Amen. But Jesus was God that became a man. That is the one that many people say, how possible? But you say God can do anything. Therefore, God became a man. That's the point. Okay, so when he became a man, where was he? So who was Jesus praying to? You still don't get it. God became a man and remained as God. That's the point. How? That is. Amen. Check our Jesus. We have been trying to explain this for a while right now. So he became a man, yet he remained as God. Do you get that? Do you get that? That is why it's called redemption. You have to understand it. If you are patient, you will get what is happening. So he said he entered in into the holy place. So in the resurrection of Jesus, when he entered the holy place, that was for God to enter into us. That's what I'm saying. That Jesus going to heaven is God entering where? Entering us. See verse 13. For if the blood of bulls and goats and the ashes of an ephah sprinkling the unclean sanctified to the purifying of the flesh, verse 14, how much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? I will be explaining this for a while before I continue. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot unto God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? Praise God. Let me say something again. Don't put undue emphasis on things. I remember somebody about a year ago right now. I'm preaching, preaching. Just say, Pastor, why don't you use tablet? Why are you using laptop? Just look at it. What should I do? Somebody told me, I said, Pastor, show them you can get. Go and buy laptop. Don't like it. Don't listen. Go. Don't focus on what is not word. Say word. Say God word. Tell your neighbor, say God word. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hear word. That's God word. Hear word. So please look at Hebrews 9:14. Focus on why you are in church. Don't think, don't say, see it's true. Praise God. What if I wear slippers? Hear word. That we are dressing fine here, everything. Some people are in Mina right now, they are doing service. Maybe under sun, I don't even know where they are using today. Are you with me? They are teaching, they are learning. I think today is Genji Unbeliever, something like that. They will be teaching them today. So don't stop saying, stop thinking. Say, sit there. Amen. What do you have in the scripture? Church in the house of Babatoluwa, church in the house of Hilary, church in the house of Isaac. That's what is in the Bible. So all this one that we are doing is just because of the hardness of our heart, something like that. Amen. Praise God. That we are still using money to rent somewhere special, everything. We are still trying. Church is that priority. It's because of what happens there. You learn, you pray, we team up, we reach out. Glory to God. Amen. Amen. So if tomorrow you come that and you see that we have left this place, we have gone to the penthouse of this place, maybe one small hut, just come and sit down and learn and go home. Sela. No, you're not going anywhere. Hebrews 9:14. So he said, please now pay attention. Look at that scripture. So the way it looks like is that it looks like Jesus through the eternal spirit offered himself without spot to God, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. Something is not constant there. Remember the last time I rephrased it for you. I said rather you can write it down this way. How much more shall the blood of Christ, who without spot offered himself to God through the spirit, purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God? How much more shall the blood of Christ, who without spot offered himself to God through the Spirit, now purge your conscience from dead works to serve the living God. So the consistent thing in the Bible is that Jesus offered himself without spots. That's the consistent thing there. And based on that, we are cleansed by his Spirit. We are purged by his Spirit. That's the consistent thing in the Bible. Jesus offered himself without spots. And based on that, we are cleansed by his Spirit. That's what is consistent in the scriptures. The Spirit is for us. Spotlessness is for him. Go to John 17:17. Spotlessness is to Jesus, while the Spirit is for us. Spotlessness is Jesus' sanctification, while receiving the Spirit is our own sanctification. Spotlessness, that's Jesus' sanctification, while receiving the Spirit is our own sanctification. John 17:17. Please, I will be a bit fast. Sanctify them by thy truth. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Amen. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. Don't try and spiritualize and trying to remalize everything. He's talking about the same John 14:16. I will pray the Father, and he shall give you another comforter who shall abide in you forever. So he's talking about receiving the Spirit. Amen. We are sanctification is the same thing as being holy, which is the same thing as receiving the Holy Ghost. Amen. Praise God. Say we are holy because the Holy Spirit lives in us. That's why you are holy. You are separated unto God by those spirits. Like, I love the way Pastor Jeremy Shai says it, that it's not that God first washed you with Omo and Ipo. Thank you. Awesome guy. Omo and Ipo and clean. And what else is there? And sniper. Praise God. It's not that God first washed you with everything. After that, he now gave you his Spirit. No. God actually cleansed you by giving you his Spirit. Praise God. And if God sees a man like that, it's not God will not say, I will take you to river. I will say, wash you clean. So that my Holy Spirit, because my Holy Spirit doesn't stay in a clean place. Therefore, after you are clean, so what is homo in spiritual terminology then? You get that? Huh? Whatever I'm saying, that's serious. Hallelujah. That means your cleanness will be a function of how clean the water is. Sister, can you tell me which water are you baptized? Any clean water in Nigeria? Tell me now, unless maybe in Jabi Lake. Now it's not even a river. It's stagnant, so you cannot be born again. Can you see? It must be a river. Flowing river. So you can wash away your sins. And see our life. Yeah? And see how we are thinking. Praise God. Say we are cleansed by His Spirit. Say I have the Spirit of God. I am cleansed. That's scripture. Don't try and don't look for what is not lost. See, St. John 17, 18. As thou hast sent me into the world. As thou hast sent me into the world, the incarnation. Even so, also have I sent them into the world, receiving the Spirit. God sent him into the world. We call it incarnation. He sent us into the world by what? Giving us the Spirit. The Spirit bats on us, or the Spirit confers on us responsibility of the gospel. So the same thing. So can you do comparison? Tete a tete, verse 18 and 19. And for their sake, I sanctify myself that they also might be sanctified through the truth. So I sanctify myself in verse 19 with me what? Am I too fast? I sanctify myself in verse 19 with me what? It will mean what? Compare 18 and 19. That's what I'm simply saying. Parallelism. Huh? The same thing he's saying, as thou hast sent me into the world, which is see about what? The incarnation. Hallelujah. So how did Jesus sanctify himself? He came without sin. That's his sanctity. It's not that I am walking like this. The incarnation. And of course, in the incarnation, he came to do the will of God. The incarnation. Not necessarily conduct, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Praise God. 1 Peter 1:18. Based on the incarnation, he walked in the will of God. He walked to cleanse us. He walked for our redemption. 1 Peter 1:18. I love this. For as much, glory, 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 as you know that you are not redeemed. See, I'm not redeemed with corruptible things. As silver and gold from your vain conversation, received by traditions from your fathers. Verse 19. Come on, look at your Bible. Yes. But with the precious blood of Christ, as of a lamb without blemish and without spot. Amen, amen. Glory to God. Say his blood took us out from our vain conversation. So when he's saying you are redeemed with the precious blood of Jesus, he's not saying you should be pleading the blood of Jesus on yourself every day, but rather he's talking about the essence of the blood of Jesus. Why was the blood shed? That you might receive the Spirit. Are you with me? Are you with me? Oh, it's not saying God poured blood on you, but it's talking about the reason behind the blood. Why was the blood shed? That we might receive the Spirit. Praise God. Are you with me? Oh, Isaiah 53. His blood took us out of our vain conversation. Being once God, becoming a man is spotlessness. When Jesus being once God, becoming a man, that is what we call his spotlessness. And based on that, he offered himself for man. Hallelujah. Praise God. Based on that, he offered that life for God's plan. For man. For God's plan. He offered that life for God's plan. Jesus offered that life for God's plan. Thank you, Lord Jesus. So let me say it again. Jesus offering himself without spots speaks of his origin and sacrifice. His origin and his sacrifice. Isaiah 53. Be fast. Come on. Let's do this today. Isaiah 53. He is despised and rejected of men, a man of sorrows and acquainted with grief. And we hid as it were faces from him. He was despised and we esteemed him not. Surely he has borne our grief and carried our sorrows. Yet we did esteem him stricken, smitten of God and afflicted. 5 and 6, let's read together. Thank you. He was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our chastisement of our peace was upon him. With his stripes we are. Read, yes. But the Lord has laid upon him iniquity of us all. Hallelujah. 7 says he was oppressed, he was afflicted, yet he opened not his mouth. He is brought as a lamb to the slaughter, as a sheep before her shearers is dumb. So he opened not his mouth. He was taken from prison and from judgment. Who shall declare his generation? For he was cut off from the land of the living, for the transgression of my people was he stricken. And he made his grave with the wicked and with the rich in his death, because he had done no violence, neither was deceit found in his mouth. Verse 10, let's read, thank you. Yet it pleased the Lord to bruise him, he had put him to grief. When thou shalt make his soul an offering for sin, and shall see the seed, shall prolong his days, and the pleasure of the Lord shall prosper in his hand. 2 Corinthians 5:21. That talks about redemption. Redemption, redemption, redemption. 5:21. For he had made him to be sin for us. That's the point. He took the punishment of another. He made him to be sin for us who need no sin, that we might be made the righteousness of God in him. Glory to God. So he knew no sin, that speaks of the holiness of God, his incarnation. Speaks of his holiness, that is the incarnation. He knew no sin. That's why he knew no sin. That was incarnation. Amen, amen. Amen. Oh. So it's not talking about things he's doing and that. It's talking about the incarnation. That this is God that became a man. Incarnation. Revelation 7:14. Knew no sin talks about his incarnation. But based on that, he was now made a sin of sin. He was now not just sin offering, he was made the sin of man. And Revelation chapter 7, verse 14. Please be fast. And I said unto him, Sir, thou knowest, and he said unto me, these are they which came out of great tribulation and have washed their robes, amen, and made them white in the blood of the Lamb. Say figurative. Say in the blood of Jesus. It's not for washing clothes. If you need dry cleaning, go to Kelvin. Amen. Is figurative. When anywhere you see the blood is shed for you, he's talking about the essence of the blood. You don't look for blood, look for the spirit. Glory to God. Do you get that? Oh, 1 Corinthians 6:11. Maybe this one will clarify it for you. You know, Paul will talk expressly. He will not use types and shadows. He will not use figure of speech for you. 1 Corinthians 6:11. Let me wait for you. Everybody, we are reading this one together. Ensure your neighbor is there. Your neighbor should be there. Okay. One, two, go, guys. Let's read. And such were some of you, but you are washed, but you are sanctified, but you are justified in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our Lord. Hallelujah. When people are saying you are washed by the blood, washed by blood, they are taking you somewhere to happen. You have not read fully. So the sanctification, the washing, the cleansing is by what? The Spirit of God. Glory to God. Say, I've received the Spirit. It means I'm washed. Glory, glory, glory. Thank you. Back to Ezekiel, Pastor Ezekiel 36:25. Same thing he's saying. Same thing, same thing, same thing. 36:25.
Always stand strong and perfect. Stand because we are men, we are men, spiritually minded. We focus on God. So we stand, strong and perfect. Yeah. Standing up, we are men, we are men, surely mine. Yeah, we focus on
36:25. Then will I sprinkle clean water upon you, and you shall be clean. Hallelujah. Say, when God does shout upon you, you shall be clean. Say, you don't have a choice. Amen, amen.
Look at your neighbor. Say you are clean.
Do like this. So to him.
Say when God does that shower upon you.
Don't even shower. Angel will see you.
Hallelujah. The only reason you can say I'm not clean is if God has not done it. Glory, glory. Amen, amen. Say, has done it.
Has done it.
Say, God,
God
has done shower upon me.
Yeah.
It's not incantation. When he sprinkles, he's not talking about Catholic attar. Iti. Ah. Iggy. Ah. Kumgaga, kumgaga. Amen.
No, that's not. It's not talking about holy water. He can't. That's not. You read fully. Tell me, say, always read fully.
Say, it is all scripture, not one verse. That's the point. It's all scripture.
And like I told you, another teaching of this teaching ministry of Jesus, at times scripture has lots of figures of speech. Why? Remember? Why? Because of his what? Audience, right? Is he using figure of speech so that they don't know? Why? So that he can make them to think and to get that intent. That's the point. You must think on it. Like I said, if I want to tell Brad to do that, sir, this your shoe is from what? Mango Park. No, if I want to, you know, if I say it straight, like, if I said the way I've said it now, if he didn't like me, you just say, I will never be in this church again. Are you with me? Praise God. But, you know, we can say the same word in another way. EJ, who can help me? I just say, wow, sir, this is Clark's. Hallelujah. This is Clark's. This is Clark. That's, I've said this is Clark, right? What's that? Exaggeration. He will now look at himself. You understand? It's Clark's. Just keep that shoe. Hey, we are on live stream, but God help me. Okay, so what I'm saying is, that is why he uses all those figures of speech at times. It's not so that they don't know, so that they can later think. E.g. now, if somebody that, if you tell something, they'll just stomp, pa, pa, pa. E.g. you just want to tell them in John 8 that before Abraham was I am, since he first started telling them, say, your father Abraham rejoiced to see my day. He saw it, he was glad. So they now thought again, Don't forget, everything that Jesus says triggered a response, right? That means they will now think. So that is the reason for figures of speech. Not so that you can now say, I will sprinkle clean water. Just a pa, carry water. Boom. No, you will miss the essence. Amen. Praise God. If you want to say that the king has died in Yoruba and you don't want to say it clearly, how will you say? So you mean the king has what? Kick the bucket. Amen. Right? So to say kick the bucket, no, somebody that's maybe kick the bucket. He'll be thinking. That's just another way to say the same thing. Praise God. Hallelujah. Say clean water refers to the spirit. Just keep reading and you shall be clean. That's what I'm saying. You can't say you are not clean. You are clean. From all your filthiness and from all your idols will I cleanse you. Verse 26. A new heart also will I give you. Don't read this one. You stop. That is what our pastor did. Don't read it and stop. Amen. Don't read it and stop.
Read everything.
Just see a new heart. Okay, if you want to take it literally, then that is a heart surgery now. Then go to a hospital and go and do it. Can't forget that day. Because I think you cried too that day. Or if you come out, you don't have a new heart. Pray to God. Cry.
Just cry.
It's a natural word there, NCCF. National conference. National. All the youth in Nigeria. And the youth leaders also in Nigeria for that year. Make them cry for a new heart. Just read the next part. Just not even the next verse. In the same verse. And a what? New spirit. Say new spirit. And so he called it new because contrary to what they are used to before. And will I put where? Within you. Who will do it? God. Is this as you pray? No. Is this as you cry? No. I will take away the stony heart out of your flesh. That rebellious mind. I will take it out and I will give you an heart of flesh. 27, want to go, guys? I will put my spirit within you. Amen, amen. Praise God. And I will cause you to walk in my status and you shall keep my judgment and do them. Well, I can tell you that spirit in verse 26 refers more to That heart of flesh, right? That mind that is flexible towards God. But spirit in 27, that is my spirit, the Holy Ghost. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Say, does it by the Holy Ghost. You can just think on that. That's what I just said. Paraphrase. Titus 3, verse 6. Verse 4. Titus 3, 4. Come on. Titus 3, 4. But after that, the kindness and love of God, our Savior towards man appeared, not by the works of righteousness, which we have done, but according to his mercy, he has washed us by the washing of regeneration and what? Renewing of the Holy Ghost. Amen, amen. Glory. That is how you are washed, by the renewing of the Holy Ghost, which he had shed on us abundantly. Say abundantly, through Jesus Christ our Savior. Say salvation is being washed. Say after salvation, no man needs any other washing. That's the point. So once I cleanse you, you are cleansed. That's just, yes, and that's the standard salvation on his own already. I know the issue with people. Verse 7, that being justified by his grace, we should be made heirs according to the hope of eternal life. Hallelujah. Hebrews 9:14. Now go back there. That's where we started from. I'm just explaining Hebrews 9:14 things. Show you that the spotlessness is Jesus' sanctification. Our own sanctification is that we have the Spirit. We have the Spirit. Yes, anything you are taking home today is that you have the Spirit. Don't forget, the topic is not the spiritual, it's still love and self. Amen, amen. Hebrews 9:14. Are you there? How much more shall the blood of Christ, who without spot offered himself to God through the eternal Spirit, now purge your conscience to from dead dwells to serve the living God? You can call it that. I'm interpreting that verse for you. That's what I just did. Not interpreting. So the word conscience there in the Greek means your consciousness, your perception. Purge your conscience. That is sunedesis, sunedesis. It means your conscience, your perception. So he says, we purge your conscience from a performance-mindedness to serve the living God. From a legalistic mindset to serve the living God. From that legalistic mindset that promotes hatred for men. Jesus has purged you from that mindset. Glory to God. Hallelujah. From that mindset that hates people. From a legalistic mindset. I've taught you before that, I think it's still in this series, that a mind that is legalistic, we have hatred. Once you are just, remember one funny, I was not at home, someone just came to the front of our gate, and I was quoting scripture. Scripture why I should serve my help. Very funny. And then she said the woman was even, she was boiling, that, don't worry, is the husband your pastor? don't worry. I started quoting, what did you quote to you? If you are a pastor, you must not be out of soccer. Why? Imagine you're just a stranger. See, you sow? Since you are sowing seed, God cannot mislead you. No, it's funny. Like, you are quoting scripture for me to sack somebody. I just say, I wish I'm at home. I will sit that down. Yeah, madam. Okay, let's say she's your enemy. Bible says, love your enemy. She's no longer working with you. She's working somewhere else. You carry Bible to the house of the new employer. Sack this person. See what we have done to ourselves? A legalistic mindset. You hate people. Hatred. Hypocrisy. A big log in your own eyes, be proking speck in somebody else's. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say, God has purged me from such mindsets. That's the point. He did it by his Spirit. He has purged you. So by the giving of the Spirit and by the teachings of the Spirit, please write that down. How does God do it? By the giving of the Spirit and by the teachings by the same Spirit. By the teachings. So he made you soft, programmable, a heart of flesh. That's what he's referring to. In first, by redemption, he made you programmable. You are not stubborn. You are not rebellious. No child of God is like that. You are not stubborn. You are not. You are not. Then it starts to teach you. So write this down, please. The epistles and ministry gift are part of God's plan in making us better. The epistle and ministry gift are part of God's plan in making us better. So when he's saying he made you, he gave you an heart of flesh that will always obey his status, it's not just by giving you the Spirit. It's also, that's why, remember the song they sang? They said, salvation and all it entails. Also, this one is the Spirit and all it entails. By the Spirit, we have the epistles. In the Spirit, we have ministry gift. Are you with me? So, it is by these tools that we become better. See Ephesians 4. Thank you for following. That means, I don't say I have the Holy Ghost, therefore I stay in my house. I have the Holy Ghost, I don't fellowship. I have the Holy Ghost, I remain secluded, isolated. No. I have the Holy Ghost, therefore I fellowship with men with the Holy Ghost. I have the Holy Ghost, therefore I read the letters of the Holy Ghost, which is the epistles. You get that? Thank you. So that also is part of the purging process. Rather than teaching saints that one, you are telling them to be crying for a new heart. Ephesians 4 from verse 1. Let's read together from verse 1. Thank you. I, therefore, the prisoner of the Lord, please, let's read, beseech you that you walk worthy of the vocation wherewith you are called, with all lowliness and meekness, with long suffering, forbearing one another in love, endeavoring to keep the unity of the Spirit in the bond of peace. There is one body and one Spirit, even as you are called in one hope of your calling, one Lord, one faith, one baptism, one God and Father of all, who is above all and through all and in you all. But unto every one of us is given grace according to the measure of the gift of Christ. 8 and 9. Want to go? Let's read. Nine, yes. Yes, next. So based on ascension and descension, his redemption, that is him coming from, that is the incarnation and the resurrection, what do we have? 11, and he gave some apostles, prophets, some evangelists, pastoring teachers. 12, for what? Perfecting all these saints. Amen. So we have ministry gift based on the same redemption. For the work of the ministry, for the edifying of the body of Christ, till we all come in the unity of faith, the faith, definition article, and of the knowledge, not different knowledge, the knowledge of the Son of God, not philosophy, not plenty things, but the knowledge of the Son of God, unto a perfect man, and the measure of the stature of the fullness of Christ. Hallelujah. Glory, glory, glory. So until we come to the knowledge. Say there is the knowledge that must be pursued. That means it's not plenty things. Don't say, okay, can't we just also do business, parents? You know, that's not the purpose of the church. It's not, the church is not to teach you how to bake cake, how to woo a girl. No, that's not the purpose of the church. Amen. In St. Luke, they say, good dinner. Amen. Praise God. Some people do it. Amen. You don't understand what they call relationship seminar. Don't worry. If you call her twice in a day, it's enough. I've heard. But that's how we do it. Don't call 25 times a day. She blocks you, have you? Amen, amen. So, I'm saying it's not plenty knowledge, it's the knowledge. Amen? Praise God. So the church is only professional in one thing, the knowledge of Christ. You want to learn how to make homo, go outside. If you want to learn how to make, go outside. Learn how to make babies, go outside. They don't teach that one here. Amen. They don't produce babies. Say we don't produce babies in church. I'm not talking about healing people. I'm not talking about healing gift. I'm talking about we don't do plenty things. Amen. so bad that we now start bringing all these things. They are not bad though. Today is the World Immunization Day. Therefore, brothers, nursing mothers, Sir Christian and Co. go to the back. Carry your babies to the back. Okay, sister, can you just come and give us a lecture on how to take care of our children? You see, somebody has nothing with the Holy Ghost. You see, all right, carry himself. Yeah. Cut your nails. Yes. Ratolu, shave your beards. What else? Who else? Who else is there? Bathe twice a day. Yes, thank you. Yes. The church is for in Christ. That's what I'm saying. It's simple. It's not about, of course, you should not come to church dirty so that we don't sit far away from you. Praise God. Amen. So, it is Jesus teaching you through your church leaders. That's what I'm trying to say since. What we teach you in church is part of that purging process of Ezekiel 36. It's part. True sound doctrine. Please write that down, not just anything that your pastor says. True sound doctrine. God makes us better through sound doctrine. It's part of the purging process. He gave you a new heart. When he's saying he gave you a new heart, that is automatic. When he's saying he births new actions in you, that's progressive. Are you with me? The giving of the new heart is automatic. It's not every day. But the birthing of new actions is progressive. That's why it's called the fruit of the Spirit. Galatians 5:22. The first place. The fruit of the Spirit are the result of man in union with the Spirit of God. The result of the Spirit of man in union with the Spirit of God. When the Spirit of man jams the Spirit of God, the results that we see upon teaching is the fruit of the Spirit. Upon teaching, the result that we see upon teaching is the fruit of the Spirit. Amen, 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 amen. Hallelujah, hallalelujah, hallalelujah. So Galatians 5:22, let's read. Please write this down. The fruits of the Spirit are the meditations and actions of the new creation. The fruit of the Spirit are the meditations and actions of the new creation. Now, let's read now. But the fruit of the Spirit is love. Okay, sorry, I have to wait for you. I wanted to run ahead of you. I am here because you are here. Galatians 5:22. Say the fruit of the Spirit, they are the meditations and actions of the you. Okay, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long-suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, 23, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law, 24, and they that are Christ have crucified the flesh with their affections and lust, right? So when you see what has happened, I have crucified the flesh. That talks about receiving the Spirit. That's anything that you see that is done. When is it done? The done part is you have the Holy Ghost. But see 25. Let's read. If we live in the Spirit, let us also what? Walk in the Spirit. So that one is what? Progressive. You get that? Huh? You get that? Thank you. So that is two parts now. We have the done part, the automatic, and the progressive. The automatic is you believe the gospel, you receive the Spirit. Bam! You live in the Spirit. That's who you are. Romans 8:13. You have mortified the deeds of the body. You have done it already. But the progressive part is now that what? You have been taught. You have been mentored. You have been guided. Now saying 26. Let us not be desirous of vainglory, provoking one another, envying one another. Hallelujah. Praise God. Saying, Christ, I have a new culture. So you can't tell me that you are taught to be hard, to be harsh, maybe to men or to women. Because of maybe your culture or your father's and our culture. No, women are our hand business. What do they call them? Water. You can't say that. You are in Christ. Stop thinking like those fools. Your fathers that delivers those culture to you, they were fools. I'm a pastor now. Not to fear your culture. Fear the word. You call it vain conversation. You don't respect culture. No, that me, I'm very soft. I'm something that I do subtly. Iggy, I just heard you say, me, I can never marry a Yoruba man. You can never be my minister. I will not tell you. I'll just keep it somewhere in my mind. You still have in your mind what the law of separation. You have not believed the gospel fully. Amen. Praise God. In fact, me, one of the reasons I deliberately don't marry my child is to show that I'm not under this law. Do you get me? Hallelujah. Don't embrace foolishness. Don't embrace it. See, culture influences you from the outside, but the spirit is influencing you from the inside. One is greater. Hallelujah. The culture you met is well of who is around you, right? What you heard. But the spirit is within you. Amen, amen. Say, the spirit of God influences me from the inside. So you can't say, well, we don't treat women right in this place. We have 4, we have 6, we have 16. Remember when I was teaching you about Matthew 19? I'm saying I'm still going there, not today. That should be under the teaching ministry of Christ. I'm still going to that divorcing. We'll go back there again. After that, I will now go and sit down very well, so you can see. Do you know there is no law for a woman to put away her husband? Huh? It's only the man that what puts away the wife. And unknowingly to Moses, he doesn't know that a lady will come some years to come that is called that feminist girl. They're now turning it around for him. Moses just said, yeah, hallelujah. And then to now went to the other extreme. Praise God. Say, love is the balance of extremes. We don't use extreme to balance extreme. That's the point. Love is the balance of extreme. Praise God. So the spirit of God influences you from the outside. From the inside. By the spirit's influence, you have a new culture. Therefore, you can break free from all those old nonsense. It's nonsense. I'm not saying you should go and marry somebody that is not your tribe. That's not what I'm saying. But by the time you have it strictly in your own code of conduct, that anybody that is from the north, where are you from? Who calls you where you are not? It's not because of the way the art is. If they have turned today now, where will not? So funny. I want to marry. Somebody say, Nagyo, Ondo to Edo State. How long? 1-2 hours. 2 hours. Somebody says, I can never follow you for that wedding. How can you marry someone that is young? I will just send you money to do your wedding. I was so... That place cannot marry. What is our issue? You're a Christian or you are a tribal mark? Or you are a tribal mark? I don't know what else to call you now. Divine, are you hearing me? I know you still have that thing somewhere in your mind. You are Biafra. In Christ. Which we are all the doers. You belong to a demon, have you? We are all the doers. Hallelujah. Sad when we see Christians promoting these things. You must now have it as a clear segmentation in your mind. Ask we Yoruba people now. That's what they sold us. That's the truth they sold us to us. I never knew Hillary is not Yoruba. I just knew last week. And we have been pali for, you don't know? I didn't know. Maybe I wouldn't have told you to come to Abuja. Amen. I never knew that he was not Yoruba. I never knew, to be candid. Just last week, who told me at home? Okay. It was here. It's sad that you just see somebody that is from, just intentionally, just pack. No. They are from the coast, Abi. I said, anybody, so the idea before is that, let me tell you the truth, I'm not lying. The idea they sold us before is that anybody that is from, let's say, from Benin Downs. Are you with me? From Benin Downs. They are all prostitutes. That's a typical Yoruba man. In fact, we call everybody what? Igbo. I never knew Port Harcourt is different from Abia. I never knew Cross River. I'm sorry, it's not my fault. It's there, sorry. I've changed before I met you. You know what I'm saying? I never knew Cross River is different from Akwa Ibom. Oh God. Oh God. Yoruba cannot cook as much as Akwa Ibom. Go and try. So you will miss. You will just miss in life. And later, it's when thank God. Say thank God for NYC. In fact, if not for that, I didn't think I would have believed the gospel this much. There is something about, let me use the word mixing up, like just knowing that I don't belong to this thing. I'm here. Shut up! You're in Christ. That's what I'm trying to say, okay? Are you with me? It was when I now saw, thank God for grace. I now saw people who are not the so-called Yoruba. And you know that these are what we call our holiness, just hypocritical. You know what I'm saying? Yeah? We have our own long skirt. But with long skirt, we know where we go. Are you with me? But you now see somebody that is wearing all of them. Only God knows where she's coming from now. She's not coming from anywhere. Where she's coming from is from your mind. She's coming from your mind. Hallelujah. Praise God. Amen, amen. Say the law of separation that Jesus has pulled down, we must stop rebuilding it. Stop rebuilding the wall of Jericho. Don't rebuild it. It won't help us. Amen, amen. Glory, glory, glory. I believe God that very soon in this place, I will have more Igbos than Yoruba in this church. Amen. Amen. We are almost equal now. If you can't, you do a survey, say we are all in Christ. That's what I'm saying. You have been healed. You have been delivered from that mindset. And we don't forgive women. We don't forgive men in our tribe. People still say it. Say we don't forgive. So what of men? Should they be forgiven too? They have been changed. I am healed. I am free. I am forgiven. I've got joy. I found peace. Oh, in His grace. I found favor. Hallelujah. You have been freed. You have been delivered. Don't go and rehook yourself. You have been delivered in salvation. Say, I can love. That's what I'm saying, saints. You can love. You are programmable. They can put love in you and it will grow. Hallelujah. Praise God. That's what, what I'm saying. You can do it. So if you have a non tribal girl, you have been eyeing all this while, go and do the needful. Hallelujah. Amen. At least, but now it's not actually a joke. If the reason you are not saying something to somebody is because of tribal, you are insulting Christ, and you call yourself believers. I'm not joking. You are actually insulting Christ. That's the point. Who scattered us like this? Is it God? I ask, would you turn around? Oh, he knows the name of the guy from that Tower of Babel issue. Amen. It's not God. Amen. God doesn't. It's not. No. The Bible says he has made of one blood. Hallelujah. Okay, when you go to the hospital, they say, okay, where is the manual for Yoruba, treating Yoruba people? Where is the medical procedure for treating Yoruba? It's different, have you? Hausa, I know your own blood is different. Your own liver is not here. It is. Have you seen that everything that's separate is just here? Have you seen? Our speech is not here. Everything is mental. That's what separates man. At the end of the day, people now discover that even what makes people black is not even, it's not even the blood. It's just one rubbish. They say it's somewhere. Which we are going to remove by the power of God. Hallelujah. Glory to God. When you see brother, see our brother there as dark. Hallelujah. Thank God for people like him. That's why you can call Cynthia Chocolate. Are you with me? If not for him, now Cynthia will be black. Amen. Thank you, sir. Glory, glory, glory. Romans 12. Come on. Let's start gradually bringing this to a close. It has made of one blood, all nations. One blood. One blood. One blood. One blood. So, a lot of us, we have romanced our own ideas, our own desire long enough. It's enough. You are falling in love with your own ways. Deceitful, hypocritical. No. It's time to now start falling in love with God's way. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Say the church is a family. Amen, amen. Please, before Romans 12, write this down. The church must have our highest display of love. The highest display of love must be in the church. Highest. The highest display of love. I've seen some big churches, and the ones that maybe the Jerevasia is about to hold. And we saw people from other places say, can't this one be next geo? Say, but this one can. Is it a Yoruba? That is this one. Yeah, it's not Yoruba, no, Abba. No. Yeah, I know there's a state where that they manufacture geos in Nigeria. Who knows that state? Ocean State. That is their product in that church. Which one Ocean's here? Hallelujah. Glory, 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 glory. Oh, you too. That means all of you will become what? Geo. Amen. Receive. Take it. Amen, amen. Everybody is there. From there. Hallelujah. Think about it. Dr. Eber Damina. Where do you think he's from? I've left that topic. If you think that I'm just talking about that, where do you think it's from? You will never have thought of it. I just asked Mimi just 2 weeks ago. He's from Kaduna. He's a typical Hausa man. Dr. Ebe Damina. His headquarter is where? Yo. That's a checkmate. That is the real love. You will never have thought of it. It was like my place of worship. One of my big bosses just said, Damina. Damina is not a South Sudan name. This is a Kaduna man. He said, do I have people I can ask? Just ask Mimi. Say, Papa is Kaduna now. Hallelujah. Say, love is beyond borders. Everything that separates us is here. And in Christ, you are now putting a new program there. Hallelujah. Praise God. Please, don't put that mental barrier there. So the church must have our highest display of love. Please, let's read Romans 12. Thank you. From verse 3. For I say through the grace given unto me, to every man that is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think how soberly, right? According as God has dealt to every man the measure of faith. Amen? Just write this down. You are not as important as us. You are not as important as us. You are not the body of Christ. We are the blood. We are the body of Christ. So stop competing with Christ. Stop trying to prove undue superiority. Just serve, love. You get that? Let me take that again. You are not as important as us. That means I'm saying you are not the body of Christ. We are the body of Christ. All of us. So don't compete with us. You get that? Don't allow your own idea to compete with our idea. Stop trying to prove undue superiority. Don't compete with Christ. When you see people just trying to say, I'm more than you, I'm richer than you, I'm doing in church, you are competing with Jesus. Romans 12 verse 4, for as we have many members in one body, and all members have not the same office. All members have not the same office. Now, this has gone into ministry. That means we have different offices for the sake of order. Honor, simple. Honor what you are doing to help the family. Please put that down. And honor what you are doing to help the body, to help the family. Be there. Be at your duty post. Verse 5. For we being many are one body in Christ, and everyone members one of another. Hallelujah. So many individuals with many duties, but one focus. One focus. We are members one of another. We do things to promote one another, to help one another, to make each one of us better. Verse 6. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. That is saying we differ according to our appointment. I've explained this before. Having then grace differing, that's get pace up. Explain this under pace up. So having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us. That means gifts that differs according to our appointment. Grace given unto us talks about our duty, what we are to do, our appointment. Whether prophecy, let us prophesy according to the proportion of faith. Because grace given unto you is not what you can do, it's what you are told to do. It's not what you can do. Everybody can prophesy, but what you are told to do in a particular place. Verse 7, or ministry, let us wait on our ministry. Or either teacheth on teaching. If you are teaching, be there. Don't be found wanting. Amen. We serve an eternal cause. Teachers must be on duty. Check up on your first timer. Check up on your members. Teach them. Grow them up. That is love. Amen. Amen. For instance, now who is a worker here? A worker is one who helps us to bring men up in the knowledge of God. We are all teachers. That was the point. Worker here is somebody that helps us to bring men up in the knowledge of God. We are all teachers. So be prompt. Prompt. Somebody that is not getting very ready during service. After service, go and meet him. Sir, can I explain this more to you? Can I help you more? Can I see you at home? ETC. Praise God. So bring them up in knowledge. Bring them up in knowledge. Bring men up in knowledge. That is the arrowhead of love. Bringing men up in knowledge is the arrowhead of love. That means, in church, the primary way we show love is by what? Teaching, right? Causing your neighbor to come up in knowledge. That's the primary way. It's not primarily giving food and shelter. The knowledge of God's word. Pastor Jeremy said, the highest love, the highest honor you can show a believer is to what, Larry? To teach him God's word. That's the highest. To teach him God's word. That's the highest honor you can do for a believer. Okay, I'm in verse 8 right now. Or he that exhorted, he that giveth, let him do it with what? With what? Amen, amen. Your sister is just asking, sir, I just need something to just take care of myself for this week. I said, okay, can you come and see me in my house? Come by 9:30 p.m. Okay. Okay. Don't tell anyone you are coming. Either give it. How should you do it? Simplicity. Hallelujah. Praise God. Say unbiased. Do it with simplicity. He that ruleth with diligence. That's Pastor Joy, right? She does it with diligence. She set her exam with diligence. The questions are hard with diligence. Amen. But tell Pastor Joy, say, Pastor Joy, he that showeth mercy with cheerfulness. Hallelujah.
Praise God. So we are pleading for her to show you mercy, right? I don't have control. Amen. Verse 9. Come on, focus on the word. Let love be without what? Dissimulation. Remember simulation? Hypocrisy, right? So let love be without hypocrisy. Praise God. Abhor that which is evil. That means you restrain it, but you cleave to that which is good. So that means I wrote something in my notes. I said, when we see evil coming, we kill it deliberately. Like, you know how we kill it? Deliberately. We saw evil coming. For instance, we saw strife coming. We kill it. We saw discouragement coming. Or people are no longer saying, teaching is too much, it's too much. Do you know what we do? We launch a joint attack against it. But that is what helps us to keep the unity of the body. We saw discouragement coming to people. What do? We launch what? A joint attack against it. That's love. A joint attack. We cleave to that which is good. We cleave together. We cleave. One focus, one mission. Amen, amen. Praise God. Say no discouragement here. Yeah? Say we're all on duty. You saw the fire that, things are not good. No, come on. We cleave to that. That means we cleave together. Not just one of us. We have the same idea. Oneness of idea. Okay, verse 10. Be kindly affectioned one to another. Hallelujah. Say kindly affectioned. One to another with brotherly love in honor. What do? Preferring one another. Hallelujah. Praise God. Please, your neighbor, say you are better than me. Say, I'm serious. Hallelujah. Eric, you are better than I am. Amen. Eric, I'm serious. Come on. Say no.
Hallelujah.
Divine, say you are better than me.
Than you.
Eh? No. I mean, yeah. Yeah. Hallelujah. Awesome. Yeah. Thank you. So he's saying, see what he's saying? Why are we preferring one another in honor? Hallelujah. Say honor. Say honor. That means, now I've told you in this place, if you are the ones, very soon, if you are scoring 85 in your exams, and you have your close friend, amen. Just like we have Hillary and Okwe. If you are scoring 92 and she scores 91, then something, there's a gap. Hallelujah. Praise God. I'm saying it's not competition. Your duty is to what? Cause your neighbor to come up. So there will be some exams in this place that I'll just see your report. I see somebody is 36 like that. Sorry, that for my exam. I see somebody is 36 and somebody is 90. No, I will just do everybody was right. Hallelujah. Praise God. Hallelujah. The meaning of in honor, preferring one another means when it means if I know that I know something that you don't know, honor will say, I bring you up. That's the point. Amen. So I say, no. What should I say? Oh, Stephen, come on, take the microphone. Just bless us with the word of God. I know you can bless us. Amen. I'm just saying, honor is not that saying you should put. Stephen is not a novice. But I'm saying, honor is not that we should put a novice in front. Are you with me? Praise God. Honor means that what? I will bring men up in the knowledge of God's word. Thank you. Verse 11. Okay. Also, please, I wrote something in my note. If you can't have your closest of friend in church, something is wrong with you. I will say it. If you don't have the closest of your friends in church, your closest of friends, you are in the bar somewhere. My G's. My paro, right? My clique. You know? So when you're in church, you are serious. Praise God. Hallelujah. But when you get between, in midst of your G's, Babala, yeah. Shazzy, one lost, Shani. Amen. And that shout, yeah, walk at Abba, calm down. Amen. Say we are lovable too. I beg, love us. We need your love. Amen. Praise God. If you have your best of friends in church, you should. Amen, amen. If you don't, that means you don't value Christianity above every other concept of life. I have colleagues too at work. I have plenty. Because, hey, you are my best. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Glory.
Let the wife catch you. Romans 12, verse 11. Come on, verse 11. Not slothful in what? Not slothful in business. Doesn't mean. No, you can just focus on this now. Use it to say, see here, don't be slothful. You are only having 20 sales updates per day. Make it 200. Amen. Yes. I'll just mute you. Amen, amen. He's not talking about teach more Pastor Ezekiel. You are saying slothful, eh? That's why your pastor does not have a new shoe. Come on, don't be slothful. Hallelujah. Praise God. Let's give a word of knowledge. Are you with me? Amen. The word business there means don't be slothful in haste. Are you with me? In your zeal. Don't be slothful in zeal. In haste. Amen, amen. Not slothful in business. Be quick. Don't slack in haste. Be a man full of the word, full of the Holy Ghost. Come to church, prepare to bless people and prepare to be blessed. Pray to our service. You listen to your sermons again. You go over what you have been taught again. Not slothful in this business. Say this business. But fervent in the spirit, how? Serving the Lord. Hallelujah. That is how not to be slothful. You will remain what? Fervent in the spirit, serving the Lord. Verse 12, rejoicing in hope. Glory! Glory. Never read rejoice as a dormant word. It's a verb. Glory! So rejoicing in hope, patient in tribulation, continue instant in prayers. Hallelujah. That means when things are not yet going the way we expect, we hope for the best, yet we rejoice. Amen? We hope for the best, yet we rejoice. Things are not yet perfect, but we pray and we rejoice. We don't back down. We don't say, hey, now maybe this. Oh, God. No. We don't cry. We don't say, God, now maybe this. Oh, yo, me loco, ya no. That's your, me, that's your. Oh, come on. Yeah, sorry, I don't have to interpret. No, I have to interpret other one for you. Don't try. One day, I know we sing a song. How we go from MA Street to... We are not in mystery. Glory to God. Amen, amen. So, of course, for also like you guys rejected during preaching, we come again together, we pray more, we go back there, we go back on duty. Your disciples are in discord, you pray for them. That's the same thing. Pray for them. Verse 13, please, let's read. Distributing to the necessity of the saints, given to what? Hospitality. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise God. We must practice it in-house. Amen, amen. Hospitality. You don't go, you have a free room in your house. You don't go and look for one Ajani Koko somewhere from Sokoto and you just put it. We have Brenda in his house. Stuff like that. Giving to hospitality. Amen, amen. So we practice love here. So it's awesome taking care of God's home. It's awesome, eh? Oh, I love to walk to support God's home. I love to be around them. I love to get interested in their life. That's my obsession. I love to get interested in their life. I love to be around them. I love to walk to support them. It's awesome taking care of God's people. Verse 14. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and curse not. Glory to God. Sorry, we're almost closing. 5 minutes time, I'll be close. Bless them which persecute you. Bless and what? Curse not. Amen. Say, I've got no curse to give. Come on, say, I've got no curse to give. Say, I'm not a curse to my church. Say, I don't bring the downfall of men. Say, I have no ill heart. Hallelujah. Say, I walk on my love walk. That's the point. You walk on it. Just walk on it. That's all. It's simple. We are not, nobody is born like this. I mean, from Adam. But in Christ, we are born like this. Amen? So we walk on it. Glory to God. Say, I walk on my love walk. That's what I'm saying. So, say, I learn to love the unlovable. Say, I learn to understand man from man that I may bring them to Christ's perspective. You must first understand man as man. Hallelujah. You must, too. In church, you must, too. Amen. Praise God. When we are discussing your reality, we know no man after the flesh. Amen? But, for instance, Pastor Nat, sir, please help me keep up. Thank you, sir. But, for instance, when we are praying for, how many hours did we pray just Friday? Just 5 hours, Abby? It's more than 5 hours, 6 hours. Stabuki, how much did you record for us? 6 hours. Thank you. Amen. But we had 2 hours teaching with this. Amen. So, for instance, do you know when we are praying, for instance, in this place, we don't. That's not the time you quote. Somebody is not laboring. Say, ah, no, we know no man after the flesh. Ah, no, I have to know them after the flesh. So. Are you with me? Somebody is coming from work. He's tired. Just be a bit patient. Just do small. Be a bit patient. Amen. None of us started this way by just praying Jakar 24 hours. Hallelujah. Say we understand men from man's perspective that we might bring them to Christ's perspective. That means it's not that you say, okay, I know you believe you like that. No. Hallelujah. But you must have love in your hearts. Amen, amen. Praise God. You must have love in your hearts. Don't hurt people. Don't hurt people. Amen. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Say, I have no ill heart. Say, I walk. Or my love walk. Say, I learn to love the unlovable. Say, I learn to understand man from man's perspective that I may bring them up to Christ's perspective. See verse 15. Rejoice with them that rejoice and weep with them that weep. Hallelujah. Say, we do everything together. Say, we carry one another's burden. Verse 16, be of the same mind one towards another. Hallelujah. Mind not high things. Guys, please circle that in your mind. Mind not high things, but condescend to men of low estate. Hallelujah. Do not be wise in your own conceit. Amen, amen. Praise God. No one else proves superiority in things. No one, in cars, houses, or whatever. No. Degrees, no. Marital status, no. We are here for God, and we are here for you. Amen, amen. We don't defraud, we supply. Hallelujah. Just write down the ones you can write. We don't defraud, we supply. We supply. We don't prove superiority in things. Money, houses, anything. Nope, nope, nope. No one here is a professional borrower on WhatsApp. No one here goes around and says, sir, you know what's called Tirogo? You know Tirogo in school? No one Tirogo. You carry spoon up and down from room to room. Looking for Apple now. Hallelujah. No one here does that. Amen, amen. We when we look at you, we look for how to make you better. Not what can I get from you? No. Hallelujah. We have a giver's mindset. Praise God. We work for the body. Amen, amen. Oh, glory to God. We work to make our brethren better. We don't pull anyone down. Some people are the reasons why their church will almost close down. Not us, not in this place. Amen. Glory to God. No, some people can be so funny. And maybe something happened in church and you just, I cannot agree. We are going to scatter it. Whereas in your place of work, in office, same things happen, no? And you don't say, no, this office is going out today. Why? Because of your salary. You get that? You don't say, let's burn down the office because of your salary. But church, no. Everything is going down. Come on. Come on. Come on. Come on. Amen, amen. That is lack of disdain for God's people. Like I told you, you can forgive and just trust God for the person to be better. I told you that in this place. But if you are bitter against somebody, don't say, okay, pastor has said I should not talk. I will not talk, but get that? You get that? You know, like I taught you last time, I said you can actually forgive without always going to say, this is what you did from you. This is what you, every day. If your mindset is, how did I put that there, sir? If your mindset is always, Hilary, you took my pen again. Every day you have something to say. Something is wrong with you. Hallelujah. I said you must have put your neighbor in a what? In a locker of, what? In a web, love web. Hey, Kai. Hallelujah. In a web of love. Hallelujah. 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 You must have a big allowance in your heart. Just. Hallelujah. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. So, like I said, don't say that. Don't be crying. I said, I should not talk. No. It's okay. Just talk.
for the love of God, for the love of the ministry. Pray for those who wrong you. Just pray for them. Pray for them. God answers prayers, right? And prayers will cause correction to be made available to such in the best possible way. Pray for them. Don't forget, God answers our prayers via instructions. I've taught you that. Verse 17. So if God wakes you up in the middle of the night to pray for others, do it. Do it. Do it. Please do it. We are here for one another. Let's read 17 to 21 without stopping. One to go, guys. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Again, let's read again. Recompense to no man evil. Pastor Joy, look at your Bible. One to go, guys. Recompense to no man evil for evil. Provide things honest in the sight of all men. 18. If it's possible, as much as it lies in you, live possibly with all men. Dearly beloved, avenge not yourself, but rather give place unto wrath. For it is written, vengeance is mine, I will repay, said the Lord. Therefore, if your enemy hunger, feed him. Not feed him poison, no. Okay? If he thirsts, give him drink. Not give him sniper. Amen? For in so doing, thou shalt what? Heap coals of fire on his head. It's not saying you will, as you are doing the good, it will become evil. Rather, he's saying you will baffle him to repentance. I've taught you that before. When he says you will heap coals of fire on his head, it's used for mercy and repentance. So you will baffle him to repentance. Amen, amen. You will say, ah, this one that I'm doing evil to. See how he's still doing good to me. You will baffle such to what? Repentance. Remember, blessed are the merciful, right? For the world, he shall receive mercy. And in being merciful, you have taught the person to have mercy. Amen. 21. Want to go, guys? Be not overcome with evil, but overcome evil with good. Amen, amen. Say ministry, we love. Say ministry, we pray for people, not against people. Say this is our love language. Say prayer is our love language. So we pray for people. Lastly, due to the pressure of days and peculiarity of some circumstances, at times, let me say this clearly, before you know it, you might have spoken roughly to someone. Before you know it, you have shouted unduly on somebody. Like I said, due to at times the pressure of the day, circumstances, everything. Before you know it, at times, you have backed out. But notice, as the word you see in your mouth, you are a believer, right? You are born again. As in the process of being angry, you will always see the point where the Spirit of God interjects you. Just respond. Hallelujah. Just respond. Let me say it again. When maybe you are in the hot day, hot sun, everything is so bad, somebody just say, you a stupid nonsense. Before you finish that nonsense, somewhere in between, you will see the influence of the Spirit of God. It will remind you, walk in love. At that point, what do? Instantly, deliberately apologize for the wrong words. Oh, sir, I'm sorry. I was only trying to emphasize this part and this part. Amen? You can emphasize what you are doing without what? Shouting. In church, what am I doing since all these years? I'm emphasizing the same Jesus. Are you with me? Abi? Same Jesus we are emphasizing. So you can actually emphasize the issue without what? Using abusive tone. Let me show you the last scripture, Ephesians 4, 25. Oh, glory to God. Clear. At that point, when the Spirit of God interjects you, when you remember your love work, apologize. Oh, sorry for those unkind words. I was only trying to stress how important this is. Just things like that. It's okay. So don't say, I have started talking to him. I must continue. No, don't do that. Don't say, no, I've backed that already. I must see this into it to the end. No. Amen. There is the Spirit of God. Helps us. Cautions us. Hallelujah. Say, I respond to the influence of the Spirit. Say, I'm not bitter. I'm not angry. Say, and when it happens, I stop myself. You can't. I mean, so when you see it happening, what is human relationship right now? Some people actually vex you. See, Ephesians 4, verse 25. Wherefore, put away lying. Putting away lying, every man speak truth with his neighbor, for we are members one of another. 26. Let's read. You want to go? Be ye angry and sin not, and let not the sun go down on your wrath. I've explained this before. I say it's not saying be angry, but don't sin. No, he's saying when you are angry, sin not further. That's what he's saying. I be angry, it's just one Greek word. Go and check it. He's saying when you are angry, sin not further. That means in case anger comes, stop it. Now say, let not the what sun go down on your wrath. The anger was not from God, but the love, repentance, meekness, forgiveness, reconciliation is of God. Are you with me? That means when you saw anger coming, what should you do? Once before, don't allow it to see. Imagine some people, 2 hours, call her again. Are you still angry with me? She called the phone. 6 hours. Ah, bah. Come on. That's not you. Say, that's not me. That's not me. C27. This now makes sense. Neither what? Give place to the devil. Hallelujah. So when we don't reconcile fast, we spoil relationships. We give place to the devil. Hallelujah. Oh, glory to God. We all are part of God's body. Stand with me. Agree with me. We all are part of God's body. It is His will that every need be supplied. Hallelujah.
You are important to me. I need you to survive.
Hallelujah. See, don't forget, the opinion you are trying to pass across is not as important as our unity. Pastors, leaders, encouraging people, in helping people, don't forget what you are trying to teach them. The correction you are trying to bring, the opinion you are trying to bring, is not as important as our unity. Hallelujah. So don't destroy people in the name of you want to make them better. No. Hallelujah. Praise God. See, I value men above my ego. That's the point. Amen, amen. And that's something that we usually do. Don't use unkind words and you leave the scene. Even if it's your subordinates in your place of work, don't bash and you leave. No. Stay and correct yourself. Stay there. Hallelujah. Don't give place to the devil. Praise God. Hallelujah. I trust God that we are going to have awesome relationships one with another. Your homes, your place of work. Use the love work to make your relationships better. Amen. So I challenge you this week, maybe today, maybe not today, in your giving, be sure you show love to someone in this place. Amen. So we practice love primarily in the local church. So the local church. So the local church is the highest display of love, work, and fellowship. Hallelujah. And don't forget, teaching the saints, bringing them up is what is the arrowhead. Huh? The arrowhead of love. Hallelujah. I pray for you. You pray for me. I love you. Be on your feet. Thank you.
I need you too.
I won't hurt you.
I won't.